It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to stick with the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, both of those markets, you know, setting new highs here on Friday as they were closing. You know, the economy continues to look pretty strong, and they're having some support. Coffee sitting up at the high end of its trading range right now. It's kind of gotten into a sideways trend, waiting to see which direction it's going to bounce off. But cocoa continues to set all-time highs, and it doesn't look like that market's ready to slow down at all, which will continue to help bring some support into the coffee market. So right now, the softs are really extremely strong. We've got the stock markets holding pretty good, and crude, because of the concerns that are going on in the Black Sea region and the Red Sea, I think that market has got a chance to maybe bounce to the top side.
What's not hot then?
You know, I'm going to have to go with soybeans. I mean, we had good strength last week. We had, you know, a couple of really good days, but gave it all back on Friday. And it just seems like this market, as far as the grains are concerned, we just don't want to go anywhere. We're waiting for the news to come out, I think, on the reports this week. And I think that's just kind of keeping the markets from picking the direction and going in some way.
It's going to be interesting to watch that last hour of trade once that report comes out on Thursday.
It definitely is. I mean, you're looking at two major reports coming out, one to impact old crop, one to impact new crop, and then you're looking at it coming out, like you said, just before the final hours of the trading for the long weekend. So there's going to be a lot of positioning, I think, in that last hour and a half of session.
You mentioned the strength and the soft. Does that pull money out of the grains?
It does. You know, they're looking to buy what's a good value. And right now, because the corn, the wheat, the soybeans aren't showing much value, and these other markets are, we're seeing some transition of the excess money going into those markets.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.